Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our fifth meeting of Gorisch & Gorisch, talking about how to write a final thesis. Clara, how was your visit to your supervisor yesterday? How did it go?
It went really well. He accepted my working title. We worked on my suggestion of the research question, so we scaled it down because it was, as I already expected, too big, too large as a topic, as a research question. So we focused on only two protests, and we also talked about my three concepts that I was going to analyze, so we scaled that down as well. And yeah, that was very good. So he accepted me, thought it was a good idea, and he liked it really well that I also included French. Mm-hmm. So that I didn't let that out. Mm-hmm.
So very good. Thank you for this very...
Yeah, thank you too.
Thank you.
Your tips were really helpful.
It was a pleasure. And as you know, I enjoy this kind of work, especially if one can do things together. And I learn a lot, for example, about the French social protest movements. Mm-hmm. The key that I would like to elaborate on, the key word, is concepts. For mm-hmm. students in literary and cultural studies, and we have already compared, talked about the difference, we have to work in my field with theories. And theories mean something like structuralism, post-structuralism, Marxism, post-colonial criticism, gender studies, or any other of the newer literary theories developed in the 20th century. So what we have to do in our working titles, we always have to have a theoretical concept. And a working title in our field may, for example, be using the 19th century, a Marxist reading of Charlotte Bronte's novel Jane Eyre, or a deconstructive reading of Gaskell's North and South, or working class, the representation of working class struggles in Dickens. These means this choice indicates a certain theoretical preference. Or in addition to that, either one uses the theory itself, or one uses a concept like class and class struggle for Marxism, or colonial ideology. That would be a term called colonial ideology in Jane Eyre, a term mm-hmm. taken from colonial discourse analysis. So keywords, concepts, categories are central for working titles. And you have mm-hmm. yours is industrial social movements.
Social movements in the early industrialization, yes.
Exactly. So social movements, it's not revolt or revolution, it's social movements.
It's social movements now, yes.
You indicate the period in the 19th century with industrialization, mm-hmm. and then you come up with the countries and the protest movements. So very good. So keywords, categories, think of categories if you want to give shape to your final thesis, and shape means intellectual shape. Good. Now, what next? What will you do next? How to go about?
Next is registration. So I have another meeting with my professor in 2 weeks. I have to present him my title, which I'm going to put on the registration paper. So we have one meeting, and then I'm going to register to the registration office. And I'm already nervous because it's such a big step. It's the end of my studies that I'm officially announcing with that paper.
Good.
But first of all, I have to find my title. Not a working title, but the title that's going to be on the first paper of mm-hmm. my mm-hmm. thesis. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm. But I think you have made good progress already with the working title.
Yes, it's a big step. But the two and three things we talked about that I need to include now, the things that we scaled down, like the categories.
Mm-hmm. And what, of course, you will have to do from now on is read, read, read.
Oh, yes.
And the question you asked me earlier do I read primary, do I read secondary mm-hmm. material? And in history, of course, secondary is historiographic.
Yes. For example, we decided, because all of my three movements, there's a lot of secondary texts already there, because, you know, all the sources are already, have been, you know, like, worked upon in the last 30 years. So I'm going for the... secondary literature, but in philologies you're going to look at primary texts. So I don't think you're going to say something about that now, aren't you?
Absolutely. So primary material, secondary material. In our case, primary material is or refers to literary texts.
Yeah, for me it's historic sources.
For you it is historic sources, and for us it's literary texts. Secondary is similar. Mm-hmm. In our case, however, secondary means texts about literary texts, academic scholarly material. And this is my mission statement for today. Do read as much as you can in terms of secondary material, not only choosing your area of theoretical expertise, for example, Marxism or post-colonial, but read other material as well to study how other scholars before you, you from now on are a scholar, you are a university trained scholar, you do academic work, which means you need to know what other scholars did before you. You need to look at their thesis statements. You need to look at their research questions.
Okay, yes.
And let these research questions, thesis statements inspire you. Search in the secondary material for phrases such as I contend, I propose, I argue. These phrases indicate thesis statements. And a thesis statement is a bold claim. It's something that you derive from your reading of the primary material in conjunction with the secondary material together.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes at one in one day. You read your novel or you read your play, like Oscar Wilde, Important of Being Earnest, to get yourself going. You may watch a nice TV adaptation of
with
Colin Firth, for example. And then you continue with another academic essay on the importance of being earnest, on representations of masculinities, or of on the construction of irony, of wit, anything that you think is important, and then you read, and be prepared to read academic texts. As I said, don't get stuck with textbooks. Don't get stuck with manuals and introductions. These are like primers. These are like reading material first graders in school. Do not put in your final thesis quotes from the Introduction to Literary Studies. You may use dictionaries and encyclopedias to define terms, but the primary reading material is academic, scholarly articles in edited collections, in journals or monographs. And this is something that you will do as well, because your next thing is that you will be doing is write a project outline, an exposé.
This was my next question to you.
And the exposé will be covering the state of research. You need to tell your readers what is the state of research on your three subjects, or in our case on Oscar Wilde's and the Importance of Being Earnest, or 19th century novels, and then identify gaps, omissions, and your own take on the subject, your own contribution to the research. Would that do for today?
Yes, that's very good.
Good. Then see you again for a last meeting.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.